From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron begins a three-day state visit to the U.S. Monday, ahead of a crucial U.S. decision about the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Iran. Appearing Sunday on the Fox News program, Mr. Macron gave the agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, a backhanded endorsement.
Is this agreement perfect, and is JCPOA a perfect thing for our relationship with Iran? No. But for nuclear, what do you have as a better option? I don't see it.
The French leader said there is no plan B. President Donald Trump is at odds with America's European co-signatories about the flaws in the deal, including Iran's ballistic missile program. He has a May 12 deadline to decide if the U.S. will restore sanctions against Tehran. On the CBS program Face the Nation, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said U.S. withdrawal could confirm its unreliability.
It will lead to U.S. isolation in the international community. Everybody has advised the administration that this is not a bilateral agreement between Iran and the United States, and withdrawing from it would be seen by the international community as an indication that the United States is not a reliable partner.
Mr. Zarif said if the benefits of the nuclear deal for Iran start to diminish, there is no incentive for Tehran to stay in it. The Libyan Coast Guard said it recovered the bodies of 11 migrants and rescued more than 260 others in two separate operations. One group was rescued over the Libyan western coast, while the other was found off the eastern coastline. This is VOA News. The Islamic State said one of its suicide bombers blew himself up outside a voter registration center in Kabul, killing nearly 60 people and wounding more than 100 others. Afghanistan is preparing to hold parliamentary elections in October. Indiana University's Nazif Shirani said both the IS group and Taliban have a hatred of the Shia Muslim community in Afghanistan.
In particularly anti-Hazara, a segment of the population in Afghanistan. So they have been consistent in targeting Shia sites in Hazara community in the past, and this is no surprise at all given their hatred towards this particular sectarian community.
It was the deadliest blast in Kabul since 100 were killed in January by a bomb concealed in an ambulance. President Donald Trump tweeted Sunday that a proposed U.S.-North Korean talks may work out, but only time will tell. After Pyongyang's announcement Saturday it was suspending nuclear and missile testing and scrapping its nuclear test site, Mr. Trump tweeted, "The North agreed to denuclearize, great for the world." The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, told the ABC program this week he remains cautious ahead of a proposed bilateral meeting.
Look, I'm glad they're meeting. I think all of us look at this with great caution and skepticism. That's been going on for 25 years, and obviously Kim Jong-un has learned about public relations and is setting it up well for him. But I think everyone that's been around this looks at this. It's just the beginning.
The leaders of the two Koreas, President Moon Jae-in of the South, Kim Jong-un of the North, are scheduled to meet in a summit Friday. Syrian government forces pounded a jihadist-held area south of Damascus Sunday, causing casualties in the nearby Palestinian camp of Yarmouk. Chris Gunnis is with the UN Works and Relief Agency, which cares for Palestinians.
Thousands of homes have been destroyed. We can confirm that two Palestinian refugee civilians have been killed. Yarmouk was a refugee camp transformed into a death camp.
President Bashar al-Assad is trying to crush the last few besieged rebel enclaves after defeating the rebels who controlled eastern Ghouta. Police in Nashville, Tennessee, are searching for a man who killed four people and wounded several others early Sunday with a rifle in a restaurant. Police spokesman Don Aaron identified him as 29-year-old Travis Rinking.
There is a chance that Ryan King at this moment is at large with two other weapons. At this point, we do not know where he is.
The suspect fled after a customer tackled him, wrestling a gun away from him. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega Sunday said a planned overhaul of the welfare system has been canceled after the decision sparked days of deadly protests, which one rights group said left 25 dead and resulted in widespread looting and panic buying. The changes included increase in worker contribution to Social Security and a lowering of pensions. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.